This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 132nd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government is making unprecedented investments in modern infrastructure to build a Vikasit Bharat. Speaking after inaugurating the first phase of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Budh Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh last afternoon, Mr. Modi shared that over the past 11 years, the infrastructure budget has been increased more than sixfold, with over 17 lakh crore rupees spent on highways and expressways and over 1 lakh kilometers of highways constructed. The Prime Minister highlighted that for the first time, the Kashmir Valley and the capitals of the Northeast are being connected to the rail network, while port capacity has more than doubled in the past decade and the number of inland waterways continues to grow. He said India is working at a rapid pace in every sector necessary for building a Vikasit Bharat.
Aaj Kashmir Ghati ho ya Northeast ki Rajdhaniya, ye pehli baar rail network se jud rahi hai. बंदरगाहों की क्षमता बीते दशक में दो गुने से अधिक हुई है देश में नदी जलमार्गों की संख्या भी लगातार बढ़ रही है विकसित भारत के निर्माण के लिए जरूरी हर क्षेत्र में भारत तेजी से काम कर रहा है
Noida International Airport is among the largest greenfield airport projects in the country. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has emphasized the need for a proactive, coordinated and forward-looking approach and underscored the importance of remaining vigilant in view of the evolving scenario in West Asia. Mr. Singh said this while chairing the meeting of an informal group of ministers constituting several senior ministers in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by Union Ministers Nirmala Sitharaman, Hardeep Singh Puri, J.P. Nadda, Jitendra Singh, K. Ram Mohan Naidu, among others. Pakistan has said regional powers plan to meet today to discuss how to end the fighting while Iran expressed skepticism about the diplomatic efforts and about 2,500 U.S. Marines arrived in the region. The war has threatened global supplies of oil, natural gas and fertilizer and disrupted air travel. Iran's grip on the strategic Strait of Hormuz has shaken markets and prices. The United States and Israel continue to strike Iran, whose retaliatory attacks have targeted Israel and neighboring Gulf Arab states. Meanwhile, Iranian-backed Houthi rebels entered the month-old war in the Middle East yesterday, claiming a missile launch that Israel said it intercepted. The government has invited nominations for the Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar RVP 2026. The award is a prestigious national initiative to recognize outstanding contributions in the fields of science, technology and innovation. It honors scientists, technologists and innovators whose work has significantly advanced India's scientific landscape and contributed to national development. The Ministry of Science and Technology informed that nominations are open online via the Ministry of Home Affairs Awards portal from yesterday till the 11th of May. The government has extended the Bharat Tribe Fest 2026 till the 5th of next month following an overwhelming public response. The Tribal Affairs Ministry informed that the decision aims to further strengthen market access and livelihood opportunities for tribal artisans, entrepreneurs and self-help groups. As part of the extended program, a Vanadhan conclave will be organized today in Delhi. The conclave will be inaugurated by Tribal Affairs Minister Durga Das Uike. In the opening match of the 19th edition of the Indian Premier League IPL cricket, the Royal Challengers Bengaluru kick-started their title defense in style, thrashing Sunrisers Hyderabad by 6 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. And that's the end of this news bulletin.